Hello, hello, beautiful people. It is not Sunday morning right now. It is actually Saturday evening, and I have a special guest. I know it's crazy during the pandemic, but some of you might remember that about 6 months ago, I was on a retreat with my friend Trisha. This is our second bubbling together, I guess. It's not like we've really officially bubbled together.
Right.
But we've been very safe, both of us, and we're on retreat. And so Trisha's here.
Hello.
Trisha Huebner. And we're going to do our Love Gram. And we're doing it the same way it always gets done, with no pre-planning, just showing up. We do have a little glass of wine.
We do. Ching.
And that's cheers to you guys. And wow, I think last time, you might remember more, Trish, but I know you can't see the sky.
Maybe you'll post a picture of it.
I will.
Yeah, post a picture of it, because we're looking out over the Pacific Ocean from a house that we rented for a few days to be on retreat, and the sky is brilliant.
Oh my gosh.
Pink and blue swirls. The sun has just gone down and is casting this amazing glow up over the sky.
I will post a picture. It was amazing. So I think what I want to start with is what I feel like I start with a lot, which is the power of stopping and giving ourselves space to ask ourselves questions and to reflect.
Yep.
What do you want to...
What do I want to add to that?
Yeah, what would you like to just like, wherever you want to start?
You know, on the one hand, it seems like being in this pandemic would have allowed more of that to happen, being shut in more, locked down. There isn't as many distractions and things like that. But at the same time, I think we've said a few times over the last couple of days that it's hard to do in your own environment. It's hard to get perspective. And when you're surrounded by the things you see every day and you're in your routine and you've got your habits, you've got your ways of being in your own space, and pulling out of that and then asking those questions and giving yourself a chance to just sit and think and watch what comes up, and in our case, have some rich conversation about it. And
definitely.
And that's just, it's such a gift to give yourself.
Right. And so one of the things that Trish and I have said a couple times is that, first of all, we are in this pandemic and it's harder than, you know, it ever was before to go away. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about how to be most careful and where the houses were, you know, really cleaned in between. And there's all kinds of, there's that, but then there's the expense and for people of children. So I am just curious. Let's start here, because both of us, Trisha, I'm talking to Trisha and I'm talking to you guys too at the same time. We've said, like, you know, let's list some of the ways to retain that sense of perspective, even when we're in our own environments, and that those times we want to dream up something new. We want to come up with fresh ideas.
Yeah.
Meditation.
Right.
First thing that comes to my mind.
Yes. And unlike Sherry, I am not a regular meditator, but on this retreat, I started the practice up again. Sorry. And one of the things that I'm going back with is recommitting to my meditation practice and just having that morning time, morning practice. Some people do it in the morning, some people have it in the evenings, but it's having that time that you really protect. And this past year, I didn't protect my time, my morning time, as much as I had in the past. And I felt the impact of that a lot and probably needed to go on retreat because of that, because I was so out of balance with giving over some of my morning time to get up early and go to work and get some things done before the day started. And I just got into a bad habit of that. So, but having that morning practice and could be different for everybody what it has.
I love that you brought that up, because I think that starting the day with like you and I were both talking about, not being on the phone right away, not getting on the email right away.
Yep.
In order to keep ourselves focused on our own dream state, and I think that's partly why the morning is so good, but to start the day doing something that fuels your heart and your soul.
Yeah.
I think that really carries. And it could be, yeah, it could be meditation, and that comes in so many forms. It's, you know, you walk.
Yeah.
And that's a meditation. There's formal meditations. There's audio meditations. There's playing music as a way.
Yeah, there's reading, you know, having a particular book that, you know, there for a while I was reading a passage in A Course of Miracles.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Every morning. Or can be any kind of book that way, but just
I was reading a poem a morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that where you stop and reflect, and it gives you that place to focus.
I really think it helps. I mean, I think the morning routine or whatever that looks like, even if it's 10 minutes to yourself to focus to, but also to have some place you go where, whether it's like you and I have our weekly calls and where we ask each other powerful questions, right? We ask each other questions.
Right.
And I think that's so important. Because you and I, that's another thing that we've said so many times this weekend is like, wow, you know, it's interesting what happens when you get asked a particular question.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I mean, some of the ones that we did were sort of reflective in review of last year, what happened, what we were proud of, what we learned, what was important. What was hard.
I like the one, by the way, you guys, I loved this one because one of them was the people that were really important to us. And I love that because one of the things that came up for me is a lot of you whom I've been in contact with, whether it's by email or that you've been in my coaching programs or like this, even if, you know, it's this connection that we have here, but thinking about the people who support us in being who we want to be. And this is a good time to say thanks. Like, I feel really grateful for that. And to you too, Tricia, because you support me.
Cheers.
In being who I want to be. And that's important. I loved that section about the people in our lives.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We also wrote letters to our younger selves.
Yep.
And that's something that anybody can do. And I was surprised, completely surprised. I'd never done that exercise before. Yeah.
I'm going back and thinking about those questions since that was today. And then we did other things. As you might guess, Sherry came prepared with lots of tools, lots of session exercises and things, plus a red parasol that we took to the beach and played with, looking at tide pools and finding
that orange starfish.
Starfish and beautiful purple urchins and, you know, just complete feeding the soul on so many different levels.
Well, and I'm glad you said that because actually, you know, and people who know me know this, but it's I need to remind myself all the time, like grabbing that parasol, right? It's just, it makes a difference to me to remind me like, oh, we're not just going for a walk. This is an adventure. This is, you know, whimsy. This is a party. And you and I both talked about wanting to feel more playful in the light of all of the heaviness going on. So maybe that's another lesson that is nice to be able to share with people is how do people find lightness and levity and play and flirtation with, you know, their partners? Let's talk about getting lost. I think that was awesome.
Since it just happened, right before we sat down.
You almost didn't hear from me again.
So we set off to walk a trail along the bluff, the beach. We're in this beautiful place where there's kind of a high cliff and it overlooks there's a lot of rocks and the Pacific. And so there's this wonderful trail and we just got on that trail and thought, we'll just go for 25 minutes and then we'll turn around and we'll come back and we'll have our our happy hour with our glass of wine watching the sunset. So off we go. And we go and we go and we talk and we go and we talk and we realize we don't know how long we've been gone. And we also don't bring our phones because we're thinking we're going to be completely present. We don't want our phones. We don't want to be thinking about, ooh, let's take another picture. Let's la, 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 la. We just want to be free. And so we go and we go. And then pretty soon we're thinking, wow, it's getting, we're going to miss the sunset. We better turn around. And so we start heading back. And because we don't, we kind of got lost. We just lost our sense of time. We were sort of in a time warp.
We were.
And we just kept going and going and going. And pretty soon we're seeing houses and landmarks and things that we didn't recognize. And but we were heading the right direction. You know, like there's only you north and south along the thing you can go. And I'm convinced we're going the right direction. We just got to keep going. We got to keep going. And suddenly it's like, I didn't remember that house. Did you remember that house?
I didn't remember that house.
And then there was this, and then we're like, oh.
And the sun, the whole time, the sun is like going down and going down, and we're like, huh, this would be an interesting place to be walking late at night with no flashlights.
There's no street lights here in this development.
Oh my gosh,
it's a very, it's an eco-development that was created back in the 70s in California.
We're at Sea Ranch.
Sea Ranch.
In case anybody happens to know it.
Yeah, if you look it up, it's really, really beautiful. But one of the hallmarks of it is all the architecture is built into the environment. You can't have street lights. You can't have big yards. Everything is natural. It's all... And it gets very dark. And so there's no... Once it gets dark, there's really no way to know where you are.
And all the houses look the same to me.
Well... different variations, but they're all the kind of wood and that
so that they blend
in. So we're walking and I mean, all of a sudden it's clear. Like why aren't we getting back to the things that we know our landmarks were? And so then we find some people that were coming just out
Thank
to walk on
for
the
people.
Bluff. And we stopped and we asked them, and luckily they had their phones. They were smart.
And luckily they were residents.
And they were residents. So they kind of looked at us like, oh, you guys need to, you don't want to be out here at dark. And we're like, we know. So they looked up on their phone, and as it was, we overshot like almost a mile.
That's crazy.
And we have like no recollection of like overshooting, going that far, walking. And it was crazy. So then we decided to head to the highway, which we knew we could follow back and look at the mile markers and find our turn in to this development area. And so we got to the back up to the road and started heading back and just really reflecting on what that was all about.
When you just said we overshot by a mile, I thought it's so easy to get really lost from ourselves and not even know it for a while. I think, and that fits right into this why retreats have any kind. And again, you know, I feel blessed. Like the fact that we're here, where we are, it's beautiful that we found a place where we felt safe with COVID, all of that. Like, but it doesn't have to be that, but that it's like something to keep us from straying too far.
Right.
From home base, right? Like what's really true for our souls. But the other metaphor, and then I'll hear more from you, Trish, but it's like for me, I had a dream that I was going to go on a date, and I almost looked, this was while we were here, the first night, and I was going to look up the person, but then I decided not to because I wanted to be surprised, and I wanted life to unfold. And I can't help but think that that's a piece of this. Mm-hmm. You know, I had my plans. Like,
yep.
I had my plans of things that need to get done, even on retreat. And life was like, maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe we're going to take you on a detour and see how you do with that.
What about you? Any other that metaphors?
Yeah, and it, you know, that wasn't, well, you know what mine was. It's like, I had the thought this morning that we hadn't walked enough and we hadn't gotten out and like walked and been in this beautiful place and I wanted to get more exercise and I almost felt bad. I like manifested as getting lost and going for this walk and shooting another mile to so we could get exercise. But I don't think that's what it was about. I think it was more getting yeah, the time warp and the distraction and the, you know.
Yeah, that, and also asking for help. We mentioned that when we were walking.
Yeah.
That, you know, there's something really important about that, being able to ask for help, people being able to help you along the way when you're lost.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful metaphor.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's, you know, I spent a lot of time talking about how I got kind of lost this past year. And I think all of us got lost in certain aspects of, yeah, of trying to know how to respond to this time. But for me, I think that was part of it. Yeah. And I needed to ask for help maybe more than I did.
Wow. Wow. And also, like, I have to say, like, being with people. And I just think this is over and over and over again, especially in these years. Like,
yeah,
like, you get teary. Like, but what it means to have a friend to get lost with, you know, yeah, and be able to just, like, say, I'm lost. Help me get back. And again, like, I just want to thank, because the people in my community, I feel like it helps me to stay on path when you have people who, yeah, count on you or who care about you.
Yeah.
And I just think that was like a really important lesson too. Like, it's not as bad to be lost when you can just say to someone you love, like, I'm lost. Help me get back.
Yeah.
So, well, I like to try and keep them like 15. I try to say 15, but usually they're more like 16, 17, 18, but we're almost there. I can't believe. I'm just curious. I guess for me, it's like just sort of saying again to people, like ask for help. If you feel lost, you know, find questions you can ask yourself, or find the morning routine, or meditate, or have someone ask you questions, or find a way to have that perspective. Mm-hmm. That just seems huge.
Yep.
Yeah. Whether it's just even wherever you are, can you go to a mountaintop or a hilltop or a, you know, someplace where you can see a wide
park or something.
Yeah.
And sit.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. follow what calls. I just think that's the other thing. Follow what calls. Like, that's, before we go, I just want to say that too. Like, we're in a house where there's artwork and there's driftwood that caught, like, things that speak to us, and some things speak to Trisha and some things speak to me, and I think that's really important. Pay attention to what speaks to you.
Yeah.
Thank you for being my special.
I feel honored to be part of the Lovegram this week. And
it's so fun.
Yeah. So
maybe we'll be back in 6 months.
with a second episode of
third, because,
oh, third.
Remember?
That's right.
Yeah, you're the only person I've seen. All right, listen, everyone, take good care of yourselves. It's okay to get lost. You'll find your way back. You'll find your way back. And the sunset might even be more pretty when you come back.
Definitely.
All right, goodbye. Bye, Trish.
Bye.